You're listening to the Mirayah Breakfast, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. Now, Africa is said to have the youngest population in the world, with 70% of sub-Saharan Africa under the age of 30. Now, most of these people are in their youthful stage, with full of energy to contribute towards the growth of their country's economy. Now, narrowing in doubt to South Sudan, what is the status of the youth in as far as opportunities for contributing to the nation's economy are concerned? This morning here, I'm glad to have with me in the studio Jamie Segwak Enosa, who is also the director for Anna Taban. And Jamie's aka the other name you might have heard, this one particularly is called Bulda Lomerika San. James or Bulda, how do I call you? Good morning to you, and it's good to have you on the Mirayah Breakfast. So take prefer to Yakutai.
Yes, Bulda.
Bulda Yakutai.
No worries, yes. Bulda Lomerika San, yes.
Bulda Lomerika San, it's good to have you on the Mirayah Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
Yes, now for those hearing the name Anna Taban for the first time, what is your organization all about?
Our organization is a youth art organization. We use art, different kind of art, to advocate for peace and unity for the youth of South Sudan.
Yes, and art, you talk about music, you talk about, yes, all that.
We talk about music, we talk about painting, we talk about poems, we talk about drama, we talk about film.
Every art, dance, anything. That's great. Now, yes. Today is International Youth Day. How does your organization resonate with this particular day?
Yes, today it's International Youth Day, which is celebrated every year, which was launched August 12th, since 1999, in the conference where ministers responsible for youth and the UN commended that public activity should be organized to support Youth Day and promote better awareness of the World Program of Action for Youth. And this program provides a framework to improve the situation of young people around the world. So here in the context of South Sudan, and as we know this today, all the youth around the world celebrate the Youth Day. Then if you see the message of the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he said, on this important day, let's join hands across generations to break down barriers and work as one to achieve a more equitable, just and inclusive world for all. So under the theme International Solidarity, Creating World for All Ages. So here in Anna Taban, we do activities that encourage and bring the youth together and then advocate for peaceful coexistence, because this is one of our core values. One of our core values is solidarity, courage, integrity, citizenship, non-violence, and non-political alignment. We encourage youth to speak out against injustice. We encourage youth to promote transparency and accountability. We encourage youth to stand with our sisters and brothers, especially those who are marginalized and suffering. And we encourage a citizen and the youth loves the country, you know, and believe in the value, the respect, and need to work together to build this South Sudan.
Great. So, yes, and then talking about that, of course, how will you describe the current situation of the youth here in the country?
Yes, the current situation is really very mixed up. A lot of current situation is happening, and then that's why we in the Anna Taban, we are launching a new campaign by August 27th, and this campaign is called Neb Nisawa. If you go hashtag Neb Nisawa, we are encouraging youth, like, now, okay, the war has happened, people died, what's next? And the generation is phasing out, by the way, even for us, we are getting old now.
Indeed.
So that's why we need to make a way for younger generation than us, to make them understand, yo, this is not happening, these things that happening is not us who did it. So we need to clear our name. So we need to build this country. We need to forget our tribal and ethnical background, our religious differences and everything. So we come together, and how can we build this country economically, socially, politically, religiously, you know? So we need to make this happen.
Great. So, and just Nabinusawa, just in English, is let's build together.
Yes,
basically,
let's build
together. And you said you're launching this one.
Yes, we're going to launch this campaign on 27th August, mm-hmm. which is this month.
Yes,
we will be in Nyakron. You are invited,
of course.
So you come and attend, so mm-hmm. that you'll have a clue more. We're going to have music, drama, traditional dancers, comedies. We're going to have nice food. We're mm-hmm. going to have art exhibition. Our visual art is going to do a lot of paintings, so come and grab your paint.
Right. Yes. That's good. So looking forward to that,
exactly.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been looking at what role can the youth really play in order for us to have, of course, a better South Sudan, the South Sudan we want.
Yes.
What do you think the youth can do?
There is three things we always believe on. You know, you have to be patriotic, and you have to be nationalistic, and you have to have love and courage for others. Because without this, because many things are happening. If you see this, things are happening because of it's politically motivated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no need for us to hate each other. No need for us to air out these hate speeches. You know, many things is happening in our country. Other people are not feeling it. Other youth are not feeling it. If you're conscious enough, it's really bad. You know,
mm-hmm.
the wars are going on. Like you see, the community from Jungulia and Eastern Equatoria, and then Bashir, the Abyei and the Twitch, now in Tonj, now in Moyom, a lot of fighting are going, trouble and ethnic war going on. You see the cattle raiding in Koboita. So these things, youth are the one who involve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So youth are the one who involve. But if you see who are behind that, these things, mm-hmm. you find this is our elderly people. Can chief, well, can they see a scene, well, can at moment you find this is someone involved on these issues. So that's why we are trying to our best to even reach up to the grassroots level and make the youth understand. You live your life, good life, go to mm-hmm. school, do something, be entrepreneur, even though you're not educated, do mm-hmm. something. You know, I love these young boys who are now running with the wheelbarrow selling things, so mm-hmm. because they're getting now creatives and taking them back, you know, from doing evil things. Mm-hmm. They say mm-hmm. the empty mind is the workshop of the devil.
Indeed.
Yes, that's the case.
So as long as something can, you know, you can get something out of it, you can get money out
exactly.
of it, please do any other
exactly,
job. And that was
exactly,
the message
exactly.
right there. Now, would you say government is providing the required support for the young people?
I don't want to say no, I don't want to say yes, but I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Because if really there is a support from the government and from the partners and from different stakeholders, I really say that many things will happen positively.
Mm-hmm.
You see the gangsters group, niggas, people, young generation, people who are younger than me, like 16, mm-hmm. 14, 18, you find them drinking these small things, mm-hmm. fighting each other for no reason, you know.
Attacking people on the roads
and they're forgetting that this is a generation. So if we don't empower them, if we don't groom them, we will have, in the future, we'll have a leadership gap. So big. Mm-hmm. So this is our worry now.
All right. Now, how will you describe the future of the youth in South Sudan? What are you looking up to?
Okay, for us who are really on the scene, we were trying to really push it hard to make a South Sudan a better country for us in the future. Even though many people gave up, many mm-hmm. people lose hope, but we're not giving in. We're still in the struggle, and then one day, one time, things will be better. And then we will shape it by our own self. So we'll make the country that can attract everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that's a good hope right
exactly.
there. Now, Lomariga, just before you go, Bulda, what message do you have for the youth of South Sudan?
For the youth of South Sudan, I would like to voice out, as your brother, as your colleague, we said, let's work to make our country better. Let's build our country. Khalina nebni belet bitana. Said, matakasuru, don't let it break, but let's build it. Nebni belet na ashana na bigeni sawa. Kalamta gebelia sebit makwes. Hatred, hate speech. Yauga di kharibna, you know? Dahajat algi karabu, you know? Min Biud, min Jeran, min Ahal, min counties, bombers.
Mm-hmm.
So, anna kansibu gebelia bara. and na just chakal sawa. I know this country is beautiful with vast blessed natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
Will even is enough for us. We are still 12 million there for the last census actually.
Mm-hmm. From the last census, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we can enjoy this together. Kalina kilsibo kalam gebili adebara, you know. Let's build this country. This is the only thing. I'm sure we'll have a better South Sudan that we want.
Yes, Lomerica San, Abulda Lomerica San. That's your song, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Allah Kareem. Explain for us a little bit about that.
Allah Kareem, we are saying, Allah Kareem, you know, tomorrow is going to be a better day. So If you have a wife, you don't have a wife, you have a house, you don't have a house, you have a car, you don't have a car, you have a job, you have a job, Allah Kareem, just tomorrow is going to be a better day.
Tomorrow
will be. Good as always.
That's a great message there. Let's end it with that. Yeah. Thank you so much, Abulda Lomerica San, for coming to Mirai Studios. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, David William and the Mirai team. Try it.